Reading from Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 1 to 12, and John chapter 10, 7 to 10. No John, just Nehemiah. Eliashib the high priest and his fellow priests went to work and rebuilt the sheep gate. They dedicated it and set its doors in place, building as far as the Tower of the Hundred, which they dedicated, and as far as the Tower of Hananel. The men of Jericho built the adjoining section, and Zaccur, son of Imri, built next to them. The fish gate was rebuilt by the sons of Hasanah. They laid its beams and put its doors and bolts and bars in place. Meremoth, son of Uriah, the son of Hakoz, repaired the next section. Next to him, Meshulam, son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabel, made repairs. And next to him, Zadok, son of Bana, also made repairs. The next section was repaired by the men of Tekoa, but their nobles would not put their shoulders to the work under their supervisors. The Jeshanah gate was repaired by Joiada, son of Paseah, and Meshulam, son of Besadiah. They laid its beams and put its doors and bolts and bars in place. Next to them, repairs were made by men from Gibeon and Mizpah. Malatiah of Gibeon and Jadon of Meronoth, places under the authority of the governor of Trans-Euphrates. Uziel, son of Hahiah, one of the goldsmiths, repaired the next section, and Hananiah, one of the perfume makers, made repairs next to that. They restored Jerusalem as far as the broad wall. Raphiah, son of Hur, ruler of a half-district of Jerusalem, repaired the next section. Adjoining this, Jediah, son of Harumaph, made repairs opposite to his house, and Hattush, son of Hashabniah, made repairs next to him. Malkijah, son of Harim, and Hashub, son of Pahath Moab, repaired another section and the Tower of the Ovens. Shalem, son of Halohesh, ruler of a half-district of Jerusalem, repaired the next section with the help of his daughters. There was a lot of repairing going on. What did I do to earn that punishment?
I didn't choose this passage to trick anyone and make them fall over in terms of reading. But I did discover something. Hebrew names, whether they're in English or in Mandarin, are difficult to read.
希伯来人的名字, 不管是中文还是英文,
there's something else we're going to look at in today's passage, not just the names. There's a concept in this passage that I'd like us to look at today.
这篇经文不仅仅是, 历史了, 这些名字, 它还有更多的意义。
So let's pray.
一起祷告。
Father God, open our eyes.
上帝, 请开我们的眼,
and help us to understand this ancient story.
帮助我们去理解这个,
in our context today.
在我们今天的经文中,
for Jesus' sake.
因耶稣的名,
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever felt, or have you ever been made to feel ashamed?
你有没有感到过丢人的时候?
Some families and cultures use shame quite a lot.
许多家庭和文化都把丢人挂在嘴上。
Shame is useful because it puts pressure on people to change their behavior and fit in with social expectations.
丢人的感觉会迫使很多人为了适应社会而去改变行为。
I remember when I was very young, perhaps 4 or 5 years old.
我记得我年幼的时候, 大概四五岁的时候,
and like many boys my age, I picked my nose.
像很多同龄的孩子, 我都喜欢抠鼻子。
Well, at that age, I didn't care too much about what others thought of me.
那时的我才不管别人看我。
But my mother did.
但我妈妈很有意见。
She told me it was a bad habit.
她告诉我这是个坏习惯。
She told me it was dirty.
很肮脏的习惯。
She told me that other people were thinking that I was disgusting.
她说, 太恶心了。
I felt ashamed.
我觉得丢人。
And I stopped picking my nose.
自从那时我就不抠鼻子了。
This type of shame is referred to by experts as personal shame.
这种丢人的感觉被称为个人羞耻感。
It's the shame I feel when my personal reputation is being questioned or challenged or undermined.
也就是说我的个人名誉受到了挑战或诋毁。
Personal shame puts pressure on me to change because I don't want people to think negatively of me.
这样的羞耻感会迫使自己改变，因为不想别人被别人看低。
If you turn to the Bible, you'll find that there's another shame, another type of shame that is often on view.
打开圣经，里面还有另外一种丢人。
It's the shame I feel when God's reputation is at stake.
就是当我因上帝的名被辱而感到羞耻。
I want to call this shame for God.
我们应该称作为上帝的名被羞辱。
It also pressures us to change.But not because we don't want people to think negatively of us. Rather, we don't want people to think negatively of God.
这也会迫使我们改变，不是因为人怕人家看低自己，是怕人家因我们而看低上帝。
It was this shame for God that motivated a young shepherd boy named David to fight the giant Goliath.
正因为此，放羊的男孩大卫才敢于和哥利亚战斗。
The story is found in 1 Samuel 17 and it tells us of the historic confrontation.
撒母耳记上十七节这样记载。
Starting at verse 45 it says, David said to the Philistine, that is Goliath, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands,And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel.
大卫对非利士人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所辱骂带领耶和华带领以色列军队的神。今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
David couldn't stand to hear the Philistines denigrating the name of his Lord and God, the Lord Almighty.
大卫无法忍受非利士人诋毁上帝的名。
That's why David stepped forward.
所以他冲上去了。
That's why this young boy chose to fight such a seasoned veteran.
所以他敢于挑战。
His feelings of shame for God.Motivated him to change the situation.
因为上帝的名被辱，所以迫使他敢于战斗。
Now this shame for God is the key idea behind many of the Psalms.
许多诗篇的创作的关键原因是上帝的名被辱。
Psalm 79, for example, was written immediately following the Babylonian invasion and destruction of Jerusalem.
比方说，诗篇七十九章。当巴比伦入侵耶路撒冷沦陷后，作者立即写了这首诗。
The writer, a man named Asaph, cries out. O God, he says, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have reduced Jerusalem to rubble. Help us, God our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake.Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?"
亚沙这么样写：神啊，外邦人进入你的产业，污毁你的圣殿，使耶路撒冷变成荒堆。拯救我们的神啊，求你因你的名的荣耀帮助我们，因你名的缘故搭救我们，赦免我们的罪。为何容外邦人说他们的神在哪里
？Asaph.Was compelled to write this psalm out of a strong sense of shame for God.
亚沙写这首诗是因为上帝的名被辱而感到强烈的羞耻。
He wrote this psalm as a call to action because he couldn't stand hearing the nations ridicule God's great name.
他在诗中祈求上帝采取行动，因为他不能忍受上帝的名被诋毁。
Unlike personal shame, which motivates us to conform to social expectations, shame for God motivates us to outstanding expressions of faith.
个人的羞耻会让我们急于融入社会，不同的是，为上帝感到羞耻会让我们更加充分表达信仰。
Throughout the scriptures, you'll see men and women of faith spurred on by the shame they felt for God to take great risks and do great deeds in God's name.
圣经里面不乏有这样的例子，因为不愿上帝的名被羞辱而不怕危险，为上帝的名而动。
It is this shame for God that lies at the heart of the story of Nehemiah.
这就是尼希米记故事的核心。
Think about Nehemiah for a moment.
想一下尼希米。
Why did Nehemiah leave his comfortable job in Persia as cupbearer to the king and make the treacherous journey to Jerusalem?
为什么尼希米离开波斯祭酒的职位而不辞辛苦跑去耶路撒冷呢？
He couldn't stand the idea that although the exiles had been back in Jerusalem for almost 100 years,The walls and gates of the city were still in ruins.
他不能容忍人们回到耶路撒冷都快100年了，城墙还一片荒虚。
In Nehemiah's mind, this was shameful.
对尼希米来说，这是一种耻辱。
You see, Nehemiah understood that the walls and gates of Jerusalem were not simply some man-made barriers against Israel's enemies.
尼希米知道，耶路撒冷的城和门不仅仅是为了防备敌人那么简单。
The walls and gates of Jerusalem were in fact heavenly symbols to the world of God's character.
他们更是上帝的国的一种标志。
And so the walls...were meant to speak of God's might and majesty, His protection and His strength.
城墙更代表上帝的全能、保护和能力。
The bigger walls, the better.
所以越大越好。
The gates were meant to represent God's invitation to all the nations to come and to enter into the life of God's love and grace.
城门是上帝慈爱恩典的入口，向普天下的人们敞开。
If you read Psalm 48, you'll see that this is exactly what the psalmist has on view.
正如诗篇48章所写。
Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise in the city of our God, His holy mountain. God is in her citadels. He has shown Himself to be her fortress. Walk about Zion, go around her, count her towers. Consider well her ramparts. View her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God...is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end.
耶和华本为大，在我们的神的城中，在他圣山上，神在其宫殿中，自显为避难所。你们当周游西安，四围环绕，数点城楼，细看他们的外郭，查看他们的宫殿。为要传说到后代，因为这神永永远远为我们的神，他必做我们的引路，直到死时。
Nehemiah felt shame for God.
尼希米为上帝而感到羞耻。
He was disgraced by the thought that the pagan nations would look at Jerusalem and think that Israel's God was weak and uncaring and incapable of protecting or saving His people.
一想到邻国的民因看到耶路撒冷会认为以色列的上帝软弱冷漠不能保护自己的子民他就感到羞耻。
Indeed, Nehemiah was so motivated by his shame for God that he dared to go to King Artaxerxes and boldly plead for this foreigner's help.
他甚至敢于去寻求外邦的王亚达薛西的帮助。
And it worked.
他成功了。
Soon, Nehemiah had all the necessary resources to rebuild the walls and gates of Jerusalem.
很快，尼希米就筹集到了重建城墙和城门的资源。
But that still wasn't enough.
然而还不够。
You see, the most important challenge that Nehemiah would ever face came when he arrived back in Jerusalem.
尼希米回到耶路撒冷才遇到真正的挑战。
You see, Nehemiah was convinced that all the people of Jerusalem needed to feel this same weight of shame and disgrace that he felt.
他认为所有耶路撒冷的居民都应当和他有同感。
They needed to be motivated by the fact that God's reputation was being ridiculed by the nations.
他们需要看到邻国的在耻笑上帝的名。
And so in chapter 2, Nehemiah speaks to the leaders of Jerusalem and says, You see the trouble we are in? Jerusalem lies in ruins and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and we will no longer be in disgrace.
所以在第二章，尼希米对领袖们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
Fortunately, the leaders of Jerusalem got the idea. It says in verse 18 that they replied, Let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work.
可喜的是，领袖们都领会了他的意思。他们说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做了这善工。
Now today's reading from chapter 3 shows how Nehemiah's deep shame for God motivated the people of Jerusalem into action.
今天所读的尼希米第三章可以看到人们是怎样因为上帝的名被辱而行动起来。
In 5 different ways.
五种不同的方法。
First, their shame for God brought humility.
首先，因怕上帝的名被羞辱而谦卑。
I want you to notice in the list, if you can remember it, how Nehemiah's list starts with the priests.
我们回想刚读的圣经，我们可以看到尼希米的记录分工名单是从祭司开始的。
Do you know the priests could have exempted themselves from work with their hands, from rebuilding the walls, because of their status in the community?
你要知道祭司由于社会的地位，原本可以免去这项工作。
The rulers of the districts could have done the same thing.
甚至地区长官也可以豁免。
I mean, they were hotshots, they were bigwigs, they were pretty important people in the city.
他们的地位，社会地位，应该使他们豁免。
But they didn't exempt themselves.
然而没有。
Their deep shame for God and God's reputation brought humility. And motivated them to get their hands dirty.
因上帝的名谦卑而并付于行动。
Of course, there were some big wigs who refused to get involved.
当然，还是有拒绝参与的。
We read in verse 5 how the nobles of Tekoa would not put their shoulders to the work under their supervisors.
第五章讲到的一个提戈亚的贵族，他们的贵族不用担。
Tekoa is a city, small town, about 11 miles outside of Jerusalem. Many people from Tekoa came to Jerusalem to get to work. It seems, however, that the nobles refused to humble themselves and submit to the supervisors who were from a lower class than they were.
提戈亚是离耶路撒冷11里路的镇。虽然那里有许多居民参与事工，他们的贵族不愿意听从比他们地位低的人指挥。
They refused to humble themselves.
他们拒绝谦卑。
Preoccupied with their own reputation, these nobles had no concern for God's reputation.
他们只在乎自己，而不在乎上帝。
Unfortunately, this was only a small minority.
幸亏这只是少数。
Secondly,Their shame for God brought unity.
其次，因怕上帝的名蒙羞，他们团结一致。
Again, if you go through the list in chapter 3 and all those strange names, you'll discover what a wide variety of people came together as one.
当你看第三章的时候，你会看到各种各样的人都聚集在一起。
In that list, there were Levites and lay people, farmers and craftsmen, men and women, young and old, families and singles, poor and rich.
在那名单里，你可以看到有利未人、平民、农民、工匠、男人、女人、老老少少、家庭、个人、穷人、富人。
Did you notice that even people from the countryside came in regularly to join the city dwellers in rebuilding the walls and gates of Jerusalem?
甚至住在偏远区域的人都跑来参与工程。
Unity. Everyone came together as one in order to restore God's reputation in the world.
众人一心，为上帝的名而努力。
Thirdly.Their shame for God motivated them to personal sacrifice.
第三，因怕上帝的名蒙羞，激励人们奉献。
Many of us think that our lives are so busy, but imagine what life was like in ancient Israel.
我们当中很多人都认为自己很忙，可是想想古代的以色列人。
When you're poor, you barely scrape out a living, either by farming or through small business.
穷人，不管你是做工、种地还是做生意
，It's a lot of hard work. And every day you come home with something to feed your family, something to contribute to the needs of your home.
每天都要为糊口而奔波。
And so rebuilding Jerusalem's walls and gates was done in addition to your existing workload.
所以重建耶路撒冷的城墙是何等大的巨担。
You worked to feed your family, yes, and you worked to rebuild the city.
除了自身的生活以外，还要重建城墙。
How could people do that?
他们是如何完成的呢？
Their deep shame for God and God's name, their desire that His name be made great again, motivated them to great personal sacrifice.
因为怕上帝的名蒙羞，所以他们更多的奉献。
Fourth, their shame for God.Also motivated them to assume great responsibilities.
第四，因为怕上帝的名蒙羞，促使他们担当更多的责任。
Do you remember in the reading it says that the wall was divided into many sections?
你们刚才读的经文里面写到，城墙分段建造，每家每户都要完成指定的部分。
And so individuals and families could take a section of the wall.And take personal responsibility over that section.
所以每家每户都可以完成一部分。
Quite often, it was the part of the wall that was immediately outside their home, and they took responsibility for that section.
一般都是负责家门口的那一段城墙。
Why would they take on such a huge commitment?
他们为什么会愿意付出如此巨大的责任？
Why would they take such responsibility?
为什么他们愿意担当这个责任？
Because they were motivated by shame for God.
因为怕神的名蒙羞。
They wanted to be proud of God's city once again and see His name elevated in the eyes of the nations.
他们要再一次为上帝的城骄傲，在众民中高举他的名。
There's one final way in which the shame for God motivated the people of Jerusalem.
第五。因上帝的名蒙羞，使人们奉献各自的恩赐。
Fifthly, the shame for God encouraged the people to use their gifts in God's service.
人们愿意为上帝而奉献自己的恩赐。
You may have been preoccupied by listening to all the names, but did you notice some of the occupations of the people?
第三章里有许多人物，你有没有注意他们的工作？
Take a look at verse 8, for example.Uzziel, son of Harhiah, one of the goldsmiths, repaired the next section. And Hananiah, one of the perfume makers, made repairs to the next.
看第八章，银匠哈海亚的儿子乌薛修造，其次是做香的哈拿尼亚修造。
Goldsmiths? Perfume makers?It's clear that the Lord didn't only use masons and carpenters to rebuild the wall and its gates.
有做香料的，有银匠，上帝不只是 靠泥瓦匠在工作。
He used a wide variety of people from different backgrounds and trades who were willing to bring their gifts to service for him.
上帝在使用各背景的人，那些愿意为上帝贡献自己的恩赐的人。
The people were all motivated by their shame for God.
他们都怕上帝的名蒙羞。
And they felt compelled to use whatever gifts they possessed to raise up the walls and gates in order to make God's name great again.
为了上帝的名，他们都愿用自己的特长把城墙和城门盖起来。
Now let's stop.
我们现在停下想一想。
How do we apply Nehemiah 3 to our lives today?
我们现在当今社会中怎么运用这个？
Is it about working bees?
是单单是来帮助打修教会？
Not at all.
不仅仅如此。
Since the death of Jesus and his resurrection, did you know that the earthly city of Jerusalem has been superseded, left behind, replaced by a new city?
藉着耶稣的死和复活，地上的耶路撒冷已经被新的耶路撒冷所取代。
And that new city, the new Jerusalem.
这个城，新的耶路撒冷。
This is where God's focus now lies.
这是今天上帝所关注的。
If you jump to the end of the Bible, to the book of Revelation, you'll see John has a vision of what that city will one day look like when it comes down out of heaven, with four massively solid walls, each wall hundreds of kilometers high, hundreds of kilometers wide, 65 meters thick.
在圣经的最后一本书启示录中约翰看到新以色列的样子，四面高大的城墙几百里高，六十五米厚。
And its gates, it will have 12 gates, each made of a single pearl.
还有十二个门，每门是一颗珍珠。
Now without doubt, this new Jerusalem will be a city far more glorious than the one that Nehemiah could have ever imagined.
毫无疑问。这比尼希米建造的城墙荣美多了。
This will be a city whose walls will fully radiate with the glory of God.
一座闪耀着上帝荣美的新城。
This will be a city whose gates will stay opened 24 hours a day, inviting people from every nation, race, tribe, and tongue to come and join in the fellowship of God's people inside.
一座从不关闭的新城，欢迎各国各族的人都来成为上帝的子民。
Let me suggest to you that right now, this new Jerusalem is actually in the process of being built.
我要告诉你，这个新的耶路撒冷正在建造中。
Did you know that?
你知道吗？
Right now,
现在，
Jesus called it his church.
耶稣称他为自己的教会。
Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
他说，我要建造我的教会，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And that's exactly what Jesus has been doing for the past 2,000 years.
这正是过去2000多年来耶稣所在建造的。
Building the walls of his new Jerusalem on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets.
急着我们，急着使徒建造新耶路撒冷。
And he's building it today.
今天他依然在建造。
Right now.
正在建造。
You see, Jesus is the new Nehemiah.
耶稣就是新的尼希米。
A far greater Nehemiah than the original one.
比旧约的尼希米更强大。
And he's not building some old Jerusalem with its old walls and old gates. He is actually building his church, the new Jerusalem, as a place where the redeemed of this world will find, and are finding even now, perfect peace, perfect protection, perfect rest in Jesus Christ.
他不是在建造一墙一瓦，他是在建造教会，新的耶路撒冷。使人藉着他得到平安、保护和安息。
Of course, there's a question that you and I must answer.
当然，也有一个问题需要我们面对。
It's the same question that the people of Jerusalem in Nehemiah's day had to answer.
也是旧约的尼希米和他的众民所要回答的。
Are you willing to cooperate with him in his building project?
我们愿意和他同工吗？
Surely this is the lesson from today's passage, isn't it?
这就是今天经文信息所带给
我们的功课。 Aren't we also being called to rise up and build?
难道我们不正被召呼而兴起吗？
But of course,If it is true that we are called to rise up and build, you and I must start with a deep shame for God. With the knowledge that God's name is still not honored in this world.
这样的话，如果我们同意，我们就开始为上帝的名，蒙羞而感到羞耻。
I mean, you and I know, don't we?That in many places of this world, the walls of God's city are in serious disrepair as God's people in difficult places are struggling against the forces of darkness.
在很多的地方，上帝的城和黑暗抗争仍是一片废墟。要知道，上帝的名还有许多没有不认识的。
Think about the church in persecuted lands.
想想那些被逼迫的教会。
Think about the church in places where the gospel is not yet really heard.
想想那些福音尚未传到的地方。
The walls need to be rebuilt.
上帝的城需要重建。
And of course, here in our own country, the gates of the city have been burned by the fires of financial scandal and sexual misconduct and royal commissions and pedophilia.
包括我们现在所居住的澳洲，腐败淫乱如同火一般焚烧城门。
You yourselves know, don't you, that the world often mocks and laughs at Christ's church, saying, "Where is your God?"
我想你们肯定知道，世界许多地方还在嘲笑上帝的教会，你们的神在哪里
？What do you do with mockery?
你们对这些嘲笑怎么办呢？
What do you do with ridicule?
我们应该怎么样动工呢?
Friends, where is our shame for God?
兄弟姐妹们，我们怕上帝的名蒙羞吗?
When will you and I be motivated to truly rise up behind Jesus, our Nehemiah, and really engage in the building up of his city, the New Jerusalem, to reestablish his name among the nations?
我们何时才能兴起与耶稣我们的尼希米一起真正的建造他的城荣耀他的名
When will our shame for God be so great that it will motivate our hearts to put away pride and selfishness and come together instead in unity and humility and sacrifice and commitment and a deep desire to use our gifts for his glory?
我们什么时候会因为怕上帝的名蒙羞而放下骄傲团结一致谦卑的奉献用我们的恩赐来奉献
Are you ready?
你们准备好了吗
For only when we're ready, when we are committed, when we are engaged, will the walls and the gates of Christ's church rise up to create a holy city, a new Jerusalem,That will draw the nations to Jesus.
只有当我们团结一致，才能神的国度，因他的教会才能建立起来。
Only then will His name be made great and lifted high over the nations.
只有到那时，他的名才在全地被高举。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。